Hi, this is Q. I'm going to be talking to you today about pyramid schemes. Exactly what is a pyramid? Whenever you're introduced, it seems like, to some type of network marketing opportunity or multi-level opportunity, you know, the average person who's ignorant to the fact of exactly what a pyramid really is, or if you're someone who's showing an opportunity that consists of network marketing or multi-level, you're showing it to someone, they'll come back with a negative response like, oh, that's a pyramid, or, you know, is this, you know, some type of pyramid scheme? And again, you can't really fault them for it. It's just that a lot of people are really ignorant as to what a pyramid really is, and it's because they hear it from one person who heard it from another and so forth and so on down the line, and they're basically blind following. They have really no documentation or evidence as to exactly what a pyramid really is. And I just want to give you some common examples. Number one, the church is a pyramid, okay? Let's take the Roman Catholic Church, for example, okay? You got the Pope. There's only one Pope, okay? Pope is at the top. Who's beneath the Pope? You got cardinals. Beneath cardinals, you got archbishops. And beneath archbishops, you got parishioners. And the parishioners are the ones who are, you know, coming to the places of worship, and they're giving up money, and all the money is going to the individuals at the top to, you know, pay the bills and, you know, build the top up and make it strong so that, you know, they can spread the word, you know, spread the message. So, I mean, if you draw out the flow chart, any type of religious organization doesn't just have to be a church. I mean, a church or a synagogue, a temple, mosque, whatever you want to call it, you know, every institution or organization or, you know, any type of business, if you draw out the flow chart, it's a pyramid. You know, it's a hierarchical organization where you have individuals who serve below individuals who are above them. So, again, I mean, in a Roman Catholic Church, for example, there's only one pope. And beneath the Pope, you got cardinals, and below the cardinals, you got archbishops, and below them, you got parishioners. You draw it out, you draw the flow chart out, it's a pyramid. You know, let's take a corporation, for example, any type of plain Jane corporation. I mean, look at Nike, IBM, Microsoft, you know, McDonald's, whatever way you want to slice it, you know, you got a chairman, okay, who sits on the board of directors. Below that, you got a president. Below that, you got a vice president. Below that, you got a treasurer. Below that, you got a secretary. Below that, you got managers. You got supervisors. You got all types of other low-level employees. And, you know, all the work gets delegated downward, starting from the top. And again, if you draw out the flow chart, it's a pyramid. Right now, the job that you're working is a pyramid. You have a boss, okay? You're serving below that boss. Your boss has a boss. They're serving below someone. And on up the line and on down the line. So, again, if you draw out the flow chart, I don't care which way you slice it, you know, it's going to come out in a pyramid form. You know, let's talk about a really common one. If you're a parent in your household runs like a business, okay? You got the parents, traditionally, a mother and a father who's at the top of the baby pyramid, okay? They delegate chores downward to their children, okay? So even though there may only be two levels, it's a baby pyramid. If you draw out the flow chart, it's a pyramid, you know? You got the parents on top, the children on the bottom, and the parents delegate chores downward to their children. So, you know, you got a pyramid going right in your own home. You have a pyramid structure. Take the military, for example. You got commander-in-chiefs below them. You got generals. You got sergeants below that. You got privates and on down the line. Again, it's a hierarchical institution, organization, whatever you want to call it. If you draw out the flow chart, it's all a pyramid. It's built in a pyramid structure. I mean, think about a few of the biggest pyramids right now that you're participating in, which is, you know, a mandatory thing for you depending on how your life is structured. I mean, right now you're participating in the Social Security system, which is one of the biggest pyramids on the planet. You know, you got a tax system and a welfare system that you're participating into voluntarily. And, again, these are, you know, two of the biggest pyramids on the planet. So what you have to realize is this. Number one, you're going to end up in somebody's heap no matter what you do. So why not start your own? I mean, that's what it all boils down to. You're going to end up in someone's pyramid in some shape, form, or fashion no matter what you do. So why not start your own? You know, yes, EchoSolve 800 is a pyramid. It's a pyramid structure. You know, it's a pyramid structure that's built on leverage, you know. But let me explain to you what the real deal is behind pyramid schemes. You know, this came about, this title came about because there are structures out there that are built in a pyramid form where only the individuals at the top can make money and the people below them cannot. EchoSolve 800 is built in a fashion where, number one, we're not telling you to go out and, you know, get hundreds and hundreds of people. Okay, you get yourself two people to get qualified. You can make this decision of using the same two individuals to qualify you from panel to panel to panel, and there is no more sponsoring required. You can do that, or you can bring in more people. Even if you bring in more people, we have EchoStream in place. EchoStream is something that does not allow people to get the money and run. Okay? Their last gift is always put back in. They never see it, so the funds constantly recycle without you having to go out and constantly produce, bringing in more and more and more people to make money. See, that's totally different from a pyramid scheme, where this title came from. A pyramid scheme is something that, hey, you jump in, you reach the top of the pyramid, you take all your money and run, and then if you want to join the pyramid again, you join the pyramid, but then you have to bring in new sets of people to make that pyramid pay out, and you got to do that over and over and over and over and over again. See, that's a pyramid scheme. But again, just a word in and of itself, pyramid, look around you. Your place of worship is a pyramid. Your business, if you're running one right now, is a pyramid. If you're not a business owner but you're working for someone, you're working inside of a pyramid structure, okay? If you got a home and you got kids, you got a baby pyramid you're running in your home. If you're in the military right now, you are part of a pyramid structure. If you're participating in Social Security or the tax system or welfare, you know, or any other, base program that is based on collecting tons and tons and tons of money from every individual who participates in that system, and then the monies are pyramided to the top to give to the individuals who are not producing, that is a pyramid. It's a pyramid structure, just a different type of pyramid. So, again, the bottom line is that whether you like it or not, whether you know or not, whether you want to face it or not, you're going to end up in somebody's heap, in someone's pyramid, you know, whether, you know, you do one yourself or you don't. So why not start your own? If you're going to end up in somebody's heap no matter what you do, why not start your own? And that's the opportunity you have here with EchoSolve 800. You have the opportunity to start your own pyramid, to start your own heap, which is totally legal and lawful, and something that's going to pay you residually. Just makes a whole lot of sense. Hey, this has been Q. I hope this has opened your eyes. You know, a lot of people ask this question, so We just wanted to, you know, give some informative information that will clear up any doubts as to exactly, you know, what pyramid schemes are. So, again, I hope this was, you know, beneficial for you. Take care.